Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. It is the name that anyone is just escaping on the run. But before the skies, there are no fences facing. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for the fame. Into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine. Upon your magic swirling ship, my senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step, wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. And if you hear faint traces of skipping wheels of rhyme, your tambourine in time, I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a ragged clown behind, it's just his shadow you'll see that is chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'm following you. Take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, bypass the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. How to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the surface sand, with all memory and fate, driven deep beneath the wave. Let me forget about today until tomorrow.
What a beautiful day. Sit back. This fabulous time of day, too, when the light is golden everywhere, you know. Listen to some of the tunes all during the day and the evening that change your life somehow, you know. Warmly from the wind, it took my hand. Song is sung, softly singing. My song is cast upon the rainbow waves.
singing streets. I'm coming from Ignite Chicken. The song that it sounds sings is all alone. I cannot even hear it play. And now to leave before I understand just what it is, I know I'm leaving. Take me from the chill. Well, there's some old songs here. I'd like to sing you a brand new song this afternoon, and especially because there's so many of us that are here, but there's also a lot of us that are not here, or not walking around here anyway. I don't think anybody actually goes very far when they go. Sometimes they're around all the time. You know? So here's a song for some friends who are gone, but who may still be with us somewhere. When I was younger, she'd come to me in dreams. Her face was hidden in the mountain streams. Her voice disguised as the sound of the wind, the rustling of leaves. She would call from within, wake up, wake up, wake up. She said, wake up. So many memories of those years have passed, beyond the confusion that I thought would last forever. The countless veils that I wore like clothes have been stripped away, now I stand here exposed. Wake up, wake up, wake up, she said, wake up. In the night when the moon cast no shadow at all, we sat by the fire, she started to call out to all who would hear that the death of what's dead is the birth of what's living, and her words filled my head. Wake up, wake up, wake up, she said, wake up. It's the life that lies sleeping when you think you're awake. Forever is real and the rest is just fake. And though volumes are written on this subject alone, she used three simple words and she brought it all home. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Back years ago, I remember playing up in Chicago one night, and I met a friend of mine who was a friend for life back around 1971. I want to sing you his song here this afternoon. He was a friend of mine. He passed away some years ago, but he's left a legacy of songs and stories and friends and all kinds of records and stuff. This is one of the songs he gave to me one night. Said, here, why don't you try this one? His name was Steve Goodman. This is his song.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm the native son. I'm the train that calls the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day's done. Dealing card games with the old men in the club cars. Penny a coin, ain't no I'm keeping score. Past the paper bag that holds a bottle. Feel the wheels from underneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rail is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day's done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars, Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day's done. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that calls the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day's done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad some of you remember that one. I remember I was looking out here earlier today, you know, while some of the other guys were playing, and I was just trying to imagine. Well, I wasn't imagining so much. It was trying to remember. I remember back around almost 28 years ago, a day sort of like this, except it was raining a lot. Try and imagine a crowd about 50 to 100 times the size of this one right here today. You get some idea of what we were doing. I didn't remember it too well. I remember getting to that event 28 years ago sometime in the month of August.
I was there, it was a three-day deal, and I got there on the first day figuring that I didn't have to do nothing, so I could just hang out like you were doing today. And I got there, and I was in this big helicopter with these big Oklahoma-sized state cop guys, and the biggest one was looking out of the open door, and he looked down, and he says,
"A lot of hippies down there."
And the cop sitting next to him says, he said, "Yeah." And the first cop said, "I bet they're doing lots of illegal stuff." And this guy sitting next to him said,
"Yeah."
Then the first guy said, "Well, I'm not going in there or nothing, are you?" Yeah. All everybody else said, "No." And that's when I realized that things had changed, even if it was for just one or two, 3 days or so. It was just suddenly more of them than us. And we sat there, and we got there, and I got off the helicopter. I was walking around way in the back of that big hill. And I was doing what everybody else was doing, so I don't remember how I got back to the stage again. But I remember when I did, because a guy come up to me, he said, "Arlo, you got to play now, man." I said, "No, see, I'm not here, man. I'm coming tomorrow." He said, "No, man, I see you standing right there. You got to play now, man."